You're just in time for the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff, the radio outreach of the Christian Research Institute. Our purpose here at CRI is to equip Christians to pursue sound doctrine, to discern truth and error, and to become faithful disciples of Christ, because life and truth matter. This is a live program, and we invite your calls. So dial toll-free 888-ASK-HANK. Numerically, that's 888-275-4265. Now, here's the president of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff.
And thank you very much, Randy. Also, a reminder that you can contact us via the mail at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Well, one of the things I've been thinking about doing is to start a series, both by video and on the Bible Answer Man broadcast, on the matter of eschatology. In fact, what I call in the Apocalypse Code, exegetical eschatology. Now, that's a mouthful, and that phrase that at first might sound daunting, but its meaning is easy to comprehend. I say that because exegesis is the method by which you and I discover what biblical authors intended their original audiences to understand. That's digging out of the scriptures what God has placed there. It's not imposing your paradigm on the scriptures. And like exegetical, the word eschatology, it's an intimidating word, but has a very simple meaning. It simply means the study of end times. But in a sense, it's broader than that. It's simple to grasp. Its importance is difficult to overemphasize. And I say it's more than that in the sense that far from being a mere branch in the theological tree, eschatology is the root that provides life and provides luster to every fiber of its being. Let me put that another way. Eschatology is the thread that weaves the tapestry of Scripture into a harmonious pattern. It's the study of everything that we long, that we hope for. So that's the idea behind exegetical eschatology. In my book, The Apocalypse Code, find out what the Bible really says about the end times and why it matters today. I simply abbreviate that as E squared. You square a number, it increases its value exponentially. And the same thing is true when you put exegetical and eschatology together. Both are greatly enhanced. Now, my purpose for thinking about doing this series is that we get so many questions on eschatology. And on the other hand, we get so many questions about how to read the Bible for all its substantial worth. So I'm interested in equipping you. I'm not interested in enticing you to embrace a particular model of eschatology. My purpose is to equip you so that you understand, so that you can discern, and so that you can employ a proper method of biblical interpretation. And of course, this is transcendently important because we live in a modern age of biblical confusion and chaos. The reason I get so many questions on eschatology is people are confused. They listen to radio, television, read books. They hear megastars in the Christian world coming up with all of these novel ideas about eschatology, and they just don't know what's what. Well, one of the ways to answer that question is, I suppose, to fall into the trap of the personality cult. Whoever you think is the best of the teachers, this is your favorite, so I'm going to listen to that teacher. But how about if you learn to discern this for yourself? So again, that's precisely why I'm on the cusp of doing this series. Now, I want to also take a moment to underscore just how important this is by way of illustration. I'm thinking right now about the late Dr. Timothy LaHaye. You may know him from the ever-popular Left Behind series. And I want to talk about one of the volumes in that series. By the way, this series, so powerful, that has started a whole evangelical publishing company. But in this series, the Left Behind series, there's an Antichrist. The Antichrist is named Nikolai Carpathia. And he dies, and he's resurrected physically in order to vindicate his claim to be God. So just like Christ, Tim LaHaye's Antichrist dies on a Friday, and then he rises from the dead on the first day of the week. And just like Jesus Christ, this Antichrist character, Nikolai Carpathia, has the power over earth and sky. So Dr. LaHaye's belief in the resurrection of the Antichrist is front and center in this series. It's driven, no doubt, by a literalistic interpretation of Revelation chapter 13. Remember in that epic passage, the Apostle John, St. John, he says that the fatal wound of the beast had been healed. So for Dr. LaHaye, that means that the beast can be resurrected. To his way of thinking, that the Antichrist, like Christ, will one day be empowered to lay down his life and then to take it up again. But what is not accounted for by Dr. Tim LaHaye's literalism is the fact that Revelation 13 also clearly communicates that the beast had seven heads, and only one of his seven heads seemed to be fatally wounded. Moreover, the beast is described as having, if you read the passage, Revelation chapter 13, having 10 horns, and if you read further, resembles a leopard and has feet like a bear. And by the way, he boasts a mouth like that of a lion. Now, while Tim LaHaye's interpretation of Revelation might have been driven by a desire to be biblical, it nonetheless erodes epistemic warrant for the resurrection and ultimately the deity of our Lord. Let me repeat that. This might be a desire to be biblical, but in the end, it erodes epistemic warrant for the resurrection. The resurrection, which is the capstone and the arch of Christianity, the resurrection and ultimately, the deity of our Lord. Why do I say that? If the Antichrist could rise from the dead, if the Antichrist could control the earth and sky precisely as Tim LaHaye contends, there's a downside. It's huge. Christianity would lose the very basis for believing that Christ's resurrection vindicated Christ's claim to be God. In a Christian worldview, we must always ever remember that Satan can parody the work of Christ through all kinds of counterfeit miracles and signs and wonders. We read that in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. But he cannot perform the miraculous, as our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did. And if Satan possesses the creative power of God, he could have masqueraded as the resurrected Christ. And what's more, the notion that Satan can perform acts that are indistinguishable from genuine miracles, that suggests a dualistic worldview in which God and Satan are equal and opposite powers that are competing for dominance. So again, that illustration is simply to point out that the stakes are high. And I've been fielding these questions on eschatology for many, many years, but they keep coming in. So I think it's time to use this as a case study for helping you understand what end times is really all about, and more than that, to get a case study on how to read the Bible in the sense in which it is intended. Well, as you can hear from the music, we are coming up to a station break. We'll be back on the other side of the break with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. And as we go to break, once again, as always, I'm deeply grateful for all of you who stand shoulder to shoulder with this ministry in the battle for life and truth. You can give in a safe, secure fashion on the web, equip.org.
The likelihood of the astonishing intelligence manifested in nature arising from blind chance is simply preposterous. Did you know that a sea turtle possesses a biological system that allows it to navigate thousands of miles using Earth's magnetic field? Learn more about how sea turtle navigation and other biological wonders in Earth's underwater realm reflect the highest levels of purpose and design in Living Waters, a film by Illustra Media. To receive Living Waters on DVD as our thank you for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or visit equip.org. Equip.org. Stay with us. Hank Hanegraaff will be back right after this. Breaking the code of the Book of Revelation has become an international obsession. The result has been rampant misreading of Scripture, bad theology, and even bad politics and foreign policy. In the Apocalypse Code, find out what the Bible really says about the end times and why it matters today. Hank Hanegraaff argues that the key to understanding the last book of the Bible is the other 65 books of the Bible, not current events or recent history. The Apocalypse Code offers sane answers to some very controversial questions, such as, what does it mean to take the book of Revelation literally? Who are the Antichrist and the Great Whore of Babylon? And what is the real meaning of 666? Order the Apocalypse Code by Hank Hanegraaff today. Available in softcover, MP3 CD, or MP3 download from equip.org. Or call 888-7000-CRI. The number of wolves surrounding the Christian flock is growing, and they relish nothing more than docile sheep utterly incapable of defending themselves. From militant secularists at home to militant Islamists abroad, the assaults on biblical Christianity are growing dangerously. But Christian Research Institute support team members aren't in favor of feeding these wolves. Instead, each day they're making possible an array of outreaches that defang these wolf packs with solid arguments and evidence that have stood the test of time. What's more, support team members are equipping themselves with CRI's Equipping Essentials, a hand-picked collection of the best apologetics tools around. Your selection of resources, along with a complimentary subscription to the Christian Research Journal, are just our way of saying thanks. To learn more about the benefits of membership, simply visit equip.org. Once again, that's equip.org. We live in an age of increasingly militant secularism and scientism, an age in which science, reinforced by its stunning successes and unprecedented benefits in our quality of life, is increasingly the arbiter of what constitutes truth. But the question is, do the facts of science really suggest a world governed by blind chance, or do they ultimately point to purpose and design? Living Waters, a film by Illustra Media, explores Earth's astonishing underwater realm and shows how it's a realm where biological wonders reflect the highest levels of purpose and design. To receive your copy of Living Waters on DVD as our thank you for your support, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or visit equip.org. Now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And a reminder that we not only do the Bible Answer Man broadcast, but also the Hank Unplugged podcast. And to that end, I would encourage you to go to the Bible Answer Man YouTube channel and watch the first of two episodes of a roundtable discussion I had with Francis Chan and K.P. Yohannan. If you don't know the name Francis Chan, you ought to. He is he's a dear brother and one of the most passionate evangelists I have ever met in my life. He founded a very, very large church, left that church, all because of his passion to be biblical and his passion to make a difference while there is yet time. K.P. Yohannan, he is the founder of what I understand to be the second largest mission in the world today, Gospel for Asia. When I did a roundtable podcast with he and Francis Chan, I didn't really know him. That was the first time I ever met him. And from the time I met him, I fell in love with him, quite frankly. And that has only increased over time as I've gotten to know him. He is a man of vision and tremendous wisdom. And while we were together, Francis and KP and myself, we did this roundtable discussion, and we're now releasing that on Hank Unplugged. So you can go to the Bible Answer Man YouTube channel and hear these two great men as they join me in a discussion. And it wasn't choreographed. It was very, very natural. They were maybe initiated in a sense by criticism that Francis Chan received as a result of publicly discussing the history of the church and the Eucharist, and they're inspired, I would say, by our mutual desire to promote dialogue on issues that are sometimes divisive within the body of Christ, and to do that in a spirit of brotherly love, to honor the high priestly prayer of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we hope that these conversations will inspire you to inspect church history and encourage you to engage in dialogue with those with whom you may disagree, but do it in an agreeable fashion. Again, you can go to the Bible Answer Man YouTube channel to see these episodes of Hank Unplugged, my conversation with K.P. Yohannan, founder of Gospel for Asia, and Francis Chan. I want to say something more in this broadcast about my desire for talking about exegetical eschatology. It also, by way of illustration, is heightened in terms of its importance when you understand its connection with racial discrimination. And while I would imagine that most evangelicals have not thought out their eschatology to its logical conclusion, there is that very real problem. A proper exegesis of biblical theology knows, of course, nothing about racism. We are part of the human race. And nor would it ever justify ethnic cleansing based on the pretext of a promise made to Abraham. Rather, according to Scripture, and hopefully you're familiar with this, there's neither Jew nor Greek, and neither is there a distinction between Israel and the church based on race. Of course, St. Paul explains this. He says, "You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. So if you belong to Christ, then you're Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." So what does Scripture emphasize? It emphasizes faith, not genealogy. And therefore, historic Christianity has always believed in one people of God based on relationship rather than on racial characteristics. Now, in sharp distinction to that, modern dispensationalism, which is the go-to eschatology of most evangelical Christians, divides people into two categories on the basis of race rather than on the basis of relationship. So the first class consists of Jews. The second class consists of Gentiles. Now, the good news for Jews is that on the basis of their race, they have a divine right to the land of Palestine. The bad news is that as a direct result of the crucifixion of Christ, 21st century Jews, it is said, will soon die in an Armageddon that will make the Nazi Holocaust pale by comparison. So before all Israel will be saved, in this paradigm of eschatology, a majority of Jews must be slaughtered. According to the End Times Controversy, this is a prominent resource on evangelical eschatology. When Jacob's descendants rejected and crucified Christ, they suffered two distinct consequences. The first consequence was that the flock of Israel was dispersed. The second consequence, according to this paradigm of eschatology, will be the death of two-thirds of the flock. And that's going to be fulfilled during what is called the Great Tribulation, when Israel will suffer tremendous persecution, and as a result of this persecution, two-thirds of the Jews are going to be killed. So this two peoples of God theory is not just a paradigm imposed on the scripture, but it's a paradigm with chilling consequences, not only for Jews, but for Palestinian Arabs as well. Because unlike early dispensationalists, the dispensationalists who believed that the Jews would be regathered in Palestine because of belief in their Redeemer, modern dispensational eschatology holds to the theory that Jews must initially be regathered in unbelief solely on the basis of their race. Now, this kind of unbiblical notion puts Christian Zionists in the untenable position of condoning the displacement of Palestinian Christians from their homeland in order to facilitate an occupation based on unbelief and racial affiliation. Now, think about this for a moment. Let's put this in the American context. If America required people of African descent, if America required them to carry special ID cards or to leave the country to make way for people of European ancestry, we would be rightly condemned as a nation that promoted racism and apartheid. Attempting to justify our actions on the basis of biblical prescriptions, I would say, is even more unthinkable. And that is precisely why Zionism has been labeled a racist political philosophy. Now let's get back to the truth. Far from facilitating race-based discrimination on the basis of our eschatological or end-time presuppositions, I would say it much better for Christians to be equipped to communicate that Christianity knows nothing whatsoever of dividing people on the basis of race. And just as the evangelicalism now universally is a system that repudiates the once common appeal to Genesis chapter 9 to support the slavery of blacks, we must thoroughly, we must finally put to rest any thought that the Bible supports the horrors of racial discrimination wherever and in whatever form we encounter it. That, whether within the borders of the United States or within the hallowed regions of the Middle East. The Bible knows nothing about separating people on the basis of race. So why these illustrations on today's broadcast is simply to say that paradigms, models, have ramifications. And the ramifications in this case are dire. And so I pointed out one ramification in the first part of the broadcast today, another in the second part of the broadcast, both very, very significant. So again, I'm thinking about doing this series. I'll probably start taping it sometime this week or next week. But I'm doing it because so many questions come in on the issue of end times, and so many questions come in about how to read the Bible rightly. So I'm combining the two in a series on exegetical eschatology. So stay tuned for that, and thanks for tuning in to this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast.
Thank you for joining us today. In appreciation for your gift to help strengthen and expand the mind-shaping ministries of CRI, Hank would like to send you Living Waters on DVD. Just call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271, or simply visit us online at equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. Breaking the code of the Book of Revelation has become an international obsession. The result has been rampant misreading of Scripture, bad theology, and even bad politics and foreign policy. In the Apocalypse Code, find out what the Bible really says about the end times and why it matters today. Hank Hanegraaff argues that the key to understanding the last book of the Bible is the other 65 books of the Bible, not current events or recent history. The Apocalypse Code offers sane answers to some very controversial questions, such as, what does it mean to take the book of Revelation literally? Who are the Antichrist and the Great Whore of Babylon? And what is the real meaning of 666? Order the Apocalypse Code by Hank Hanegraaff today. Available in softcover, MP3 CD, or MP3 download from equip.org. Or call 888-7000-CRI.